Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Baltimore Orioles and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Don Buford. Batting second. The shortstop, Mark Belunger. Batting third. The first baseman, Terry Crowley. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Don Baylor. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Bobby Grich. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Paul Blair. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Brooks Robinson. Batting eighth. The catcher, Elrod Hendricks. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Palmer. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Jim Palmer. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Tommy Harper. Batting second. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting third. The right fielder, Reggie Smith. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Dwayne Josephson. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Rico Petrocelli. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Ben Ogilvie. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Doug Griffin. Batting eighth. The catcher, Carlton Fisk. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Lou Kraus. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Lou Kraus. And now, play ball. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford strikes out. One out. Mark Belunger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Belunger takes first base on ball four. Terry Crowley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crowley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Griffin scoops it up and throws to first, with Kraus covering, for the out. Belunger moves to second. Two outs. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor takes first base on ball four. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio takes first base on ball four. Reggie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith takes first base on ball four. Aparicio moves to second. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson hits a fly ball into right field. Baylor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petrocelli hits a fly ball into right field. Baylor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two. With the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is called out on strikes. One out. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Petrocelli fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Elrod Hendricks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendricks hits a ball on the ground towards first. Josephson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hendricks for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Baylor. Ogilvie reaches second base with a double. Doug Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin bunts towards the mound. Palmer fields it and throws to first for the out. Ogilvy moves to third. One out. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk strikes out. Two outs. Lou Kraus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kraus strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Jim Palmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Palmer strikes out. One out. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0 for 1 in the game. Buford hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Griffin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Bellinger hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Harper, who is chasing the ball. Bellinger reaches third base with a triple. Terry Crowley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crowley is 0 for 1 in the game. Crowley hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Griffin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 0 for 1 in the game. Harper hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Palmer fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Palmer fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Reggie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gritch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Baylor strikes out. One out. Bobby Gritch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gritch is 0 for 1 in the game. Gritch hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 0 for 1 in the game. Blair strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson is 0 for 1 in the game. Josephson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger misplays the ball. That's an error on Bellinger. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petrocelli is 0 for 1 in the game. Petrocelli hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Josephson moves to second. Ben Ogilvy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvy is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Ogilvy hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Josephson moves to third. Petrocelli moves to second. Doug Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin is 0 for 0 in the game. Griffin strikes out. One out. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0 for 1 in the game. Fisk hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Josephson scores. Petrocelli moves to third. Ogilvy moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Lou Krause is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krause is 0-for-1 in the game. Krause is called out on strikes. Two outs. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 0-for-2 in the game. Harper hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Palmer fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-1 in the game. Robinson hits a pop-up towards short. Aparicio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Elrod Hendricks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendricks is 0-for-1 in the game. Hendricks hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Palmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Palmer is 0-for-1 in the game. Palmer bunts towards third. Petrocelli fields it and throws to first for the out. Hendricks moves to second. Two outs. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0-for-2 in the game. Buford hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Griffin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Aparicio hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hendricks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Reggie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Smith hits a fly ball into right field. Baylor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson is 0-for-2 in the game. Josephson hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Bellinger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Terry Crowley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crowley is 0-for-2 in the game. Crowley hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Griffin reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Baylor strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petrocelli is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Petrocelli hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ben Ogilvy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvy is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Ogilvy hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Doug Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin is 0-for-1 in the game. Griffin hits a fly ball into right field. Baylor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich is 0-for-2 in the game. Grich is called out on strikes. One out. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 0 for 2 in the game. Blair hits a ball on the ground and there's an error on the play. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 2 in the game. Robinson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Blair moves to second. Elrod Hendricks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendricks is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hendricks takes first base on ball 4. Blair moves to third. Robinson moves to second. Bug Powell pinch hits for Jim Palmer. Bug Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell strikes out. Two outs. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0 for 3 in the game. Buford hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Griffin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Doyle Alexander now pitching. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Fisk hits a fly ball towards left. Buford settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Buford. Lou Kraus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kraus is 0 for 2 in the game. Kraus is called out on strikes. One out. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 0 for 3 in the game. Harper hits a line drive towards third. Robinson catches it and throws to first to double up Fisk. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Bellinger hits a fly ball into right field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Terry Crowley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crowley is 0 for 3 in the game. Crowley hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Baylor hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Ogilvy. Baylor reaches second base with a double. Crowley moves to third. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich is 0 for 3 in the game. Grich takes first base on ball 4. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 0 for 3 in the game. Blair hits a ball on the ground and there's an error on the play. Crowley scores. Baylor moves to third. Grich moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. It's Orioles, 1, Red Sox, 1. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Robinson takes first base on ball 4. Baylor scores. Grich moves to third. Blair moves to second. It's 2-1, Orioles. Gary Peters now pitching. Andy Echeverrin pinch hits for Elrod Hendricks. Andy Echeverrin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Echeverrin hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Grich scores. Blair scores. Robinson moves to second. It's 4-1, Orioles. Doyle Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander bunts towards the mound. Peters fields it and throws to third for the out. Echeverrin moves to second. Two outs. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0 for 4 in the game. Buford strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Andy Echeverrin now catching. Don Baylor now playing left field. Merv Rettenmund now playing right field. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Aparicio takes first base on ball 4. Reggie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Smith hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson is 0 for 3 in the game. Josephson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Alexander fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Red Sox 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Bellinger is called out on strikes. One out. Terry Crowley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crowley is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Crowley is called out on strikes. Two outs. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Baylor is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petrocelli is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Petrocelli hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ben Oglavi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oglavi is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Oglavi hits a fly ball into right field. Rettenmund settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Doug Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin is 0 for 2 in the game. Griffin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Fisk hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Griffin moves to second. Gary Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters hits a pop-up towards third. Robinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Baltimore Orioles, 4, and Boston Red Sox, 1. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.